In this episode of the Leadersmith Podcast, I want to talk about building trust. And I particularly want to talk about how you build trust in a online, virtual, distanced kind of environment like we're going through now in the pandemic. Stay tuned.
In a world of incompetent bosses, micromanagers, and petty tyrants, one management professor claims that he can help you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow. You are listening to The Leadersmith. Now, here is your host, Darren Gurdis.
Okay, so building trust is difficult in any time. It takes a while. It's a process. It's not something that happens instantaneously. When the boss comes into place, he is not guaranteed trust. I mean, when you become the boss, you are guaranteed a probationary period by which you are allowed, by most people at least, allowed to demonstrate that you are trustworthy. But just because you have the title doesn't mean that we're going to trust you. So you have this probationary period to prove it. Now, it becomes much more difficult to build trust in an environment like we're in right now, in the pandemic, where many people are working remotely, or we get to see each other so much less. Like, I haven't seen most of my colleagues except on Zoom meetings most of the semester. It's just a bizarre feeling. I know they're there. But I miss the water cooler. I miss dropping in their office and just shooting the breeze for a little bit and talking to them. So trust is harder to build. Now, I found this really interesting article September 20th, just a few days ago, Forbes magazine, Tracy Bauer, Working Remote, How to Build Trust from a Distance. And I think she has a lot of really good points. I'm just going to cover some and then talk about what I would talk about in class related to it. So she said that building trust has long been the key to happiness, and that's true. Academic studies show again and again, trust is so important to stability in the workplace. But it's difficult to build trust when you're at a distance, and that's also true. It's verified. So if I just compare notes between my residential classes, those that, you know, students that I see every week, and students that are at a distance, trust issues crop up far more often with those that are at a distance between themselves and between me and them, unless I'm really hawkish about staying in contact with them. Okay, so our tendency, she says, the first point is our tendency is to trust. And, you know, we wouldn't think that. Especially people that are cynical like me that grew up in New Jersey, I have this very cynical approach, but I learned that cynical approach. Our tendency is to build, not to build trust, our tendency is to be trusting of other people. This is why Ponzi schemes work. This is why we're easily duped when con artists come to town, because we want to trust. And then people disabuse us of that over time. But we're wired to trust others, the article says. And then she talks about reciprocity. We talk about this at length in my power and influence class about how reciprocity works, and we want to reciprocate. That is, if you do this for me, I do this for you. So think about it like this. If I don't trust you, how do you naturally reciprocate? Well, you naturally don't trust me. But if I trust you first, the leader has to do this first. If I trust you first, your tendency is to naturally reciprocate that. So reciprocation is a big part of this. So if you invest in trusting others, in just extending that trust, it's going to go a long way. Okay, and the people that extend trust are the easiest to trust because of that. Now, she talks about building trust. So what are the ingredients of trust? You said things like sharing openly. So vulnerability. Vulnerability comes from the Latin vulnus, which means wound, or the ability to be hurt. So showing yourself, exposing your ability to be wounded by others is what that means. So you're opening yourself and letting them see you, seeing the truth, seeing transparency. And that's really important. So I know I've said this many times before, but I so appreciate the administration at CSU and our president's effort to make sure that we're transparent about what's going on. So we get these weekly announcements about from the University Pandemic Task Force about COVID statistics. So we got this one just a few days ago. Total number of students in isolation. There are 6 and 2 confirmed positive cases. Of these 6, 1 resident resides on campus, 5 reside off campus. Total number of students in quarantine. Those aren't people that have COVID or have been affected by, but potentially 28. Of these 28, 10 reside on campus. 18 18 reside off campus. Total number of employees in isolation, 0. Total number of employees in quarantine that may have been affected, but we don't know, 2. And so we get this every week, just this transparentness. Now, if you don't have a transparent environment, something very bad happens. We start to speculate and wonder, well, what's really going on? Are we being told the whole story? And if we're starting to do that, then we have a real big problem. So be transparent, share openly. There's this great line in here, and I'm going to quote it because it's just so good. We're talking about being transparent. When you do, they will share more. This is a virtuous loop of trust. In the spy movies, this is called mutually assured destruction. But the positive alternative is better, a trusting relationship based on plenty of openness. So to the degree that you're open, they'll be open as well. Okay, the next thing is to assume goodwill. When you believe somebody's heart's in the right place, you'll act more positively toward them. And this is absolutely true. When you distrust, even if you don't think that they can read it, they feel it. So don't distrust others. Start by trusting others. Assume the best of them, and they'll respond. Next, stay in close proximity. And this is hard to do in an online environment, in a COVID-sponsored, distanced environment. So when you see people frequently, when you rub shoulders with them, when you get together at the water cooler or just drop by their office or cube, this familiarity leads to a level of trust. However, when they're at a distance, it's a lot harder to trust them because you can't read them as easily. And the author goes on to talk about being predictable. People want predictability. And there are academic studies that show you would choose a predictable bad boss sometimes over an unpredictable, kind of goodish, okay, mediocre one. And the reason is because you can read, you can predict what's going to happen. And so you want to be predictable, always follow through, always make sure that you're doing what you're saying you're going to do. Next point, she said, be easy to read because we trust people that are easy to read. It's kind of like the last one. The next one is support others. And she says this, that trust is the assumption of support. Be the person who will go through the wall for your teammate or colleague. Now, this one's really, really important. So, you know, when I teach this in class, I talk about things like this. From the steward leader, I quote this line, you get what you give. When we trust, we are trusted. When we doubt, we are doubted. When we give the benefit of the doubt, we receive the benefit of the doubt. And then from Kuzes and Posner, they wrote the leadership challenge. They say, high trust organizations have been shown to outperform low trust organizations by 286%. That's remarkable. So to the degree that you're trusting, you're more productive. And then they said things like, you have to be the first, the leaders go first, and trust is contagious. So they say things like, if you trust, they'll trust you back, you, the leader, okay? And then they give this, and this is where I stop, because we're talking about supporting others. What people look for and want in their leaders are, in this order, and they've surveyed this for years, honesty, forward-looking, competent, and inspiring. And so that leads me to what I'm about to say. There's one more that I would add to that list, and that would be what we were just talking about. The article said, to trust is the assumption of support. Be the person who will go through the wall for your teammate or colleague. And so we want honesty, forward-looking, competence, and inspiring. We want all those things. But if you're going to throw me under the bus, I'm not going to trust you. So there's another variable that I would add to that. And I say it like this. If you have my back, you get my heart. So if you're the person that's going to go through the wall for me, I'm going to look at that and I'm going to trust you. I'm going to do things for you. I'm going to make sure that you don't fail because you've earned my trust. So trust is when we put ourselves on the line for others, and it's almost always reciprocated. Okay, finally, she says, be selective with task trust and relationship trust. She unpacks the difference between those. Task trust is like cognitive trust. We trust that you have competence, right? But relationship trust, that's a whole different thing. That's called effective trust in the literature. And if you have effective trust, I trust you. I'm going to go through that wall for you because you've proven to me that you've had my back. And then demonstrate integrity and tell the truth. She said that, you know, trust is far easier to build when we're face to face, but you can build trust from a distance. Just support each other. Tell the truth. Trust is trust. Make sure that you're staying accountable yourself, staying in the loop, being vulnerable, sharing information, doing all those things, and it should work out. Okay, so I want to share the quotation for contemplation for today, and that's this. It comes from Sam Chan. He said this, the first job of leaders is to inspire hearts, then to convince heads, and only then to give direction to the hands of those who actually do the work. Sometimes we get that out of order and we just try to give direction. But if you give direction after you have won their hearts and then convince their heads, their hands take care of themselves. All right. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of the Leadersmith Podcast. I hope that helps your thinking, and I hope that it helps you become the kind of leader that you would want to follow, the kind of leader that we could trust.